This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and we welcome back Link Johnson and Vicki Dorman. Link is the festival chair of EGAD in Bloom, and this is the second year. Vicki Dorman is the executive director of the O'Galley Arts District. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Great, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, EGAD in Bloom, tell us all about it.
EGAD in Bloom is in the O'Galley Art District. It's to promote business. However, it also is about its springtime.
Mm-hmm.
And we started last year with floral art depicting the exhibit that was in the museum. And so we're doing the same thing again this year. There's a great new exhibit opening at the museum. An artist who paints American Native American Indians and families. And so the floral art will reflect the exhibit, not necessarily a particular piece. There's about eight local. We have a Ikebana master and a garden club award winner and a couple of the florists and a couple of freelance floral artists that are going to do very elaborate flower designs in the museum that, you know, reflect the exhibit. And then we'll have vendors in the street, plant vendors, and garden-type vendors. We have artists that are primary floral and fauna-type artists. We have exhibits in the Civic Center. We have table displays. And then we're going to have a brunch on Sunday. On Saturday, we have a great lineup of speakers planned.
One of the neatest speakers that we have there is the Florida Bat Conservancy is coming. And they're bringing live bats. And they're going to explain to the community at large why bats are important to gardens. Some of the other things that we have going on, aside from, you know, garden equipment and plants and the artists, FIT Education Center will be having a huge children's tent for children activities that are related to flowers and art. We have a silent auction with original art and gift baskets. That's going to be really entertaining. The jazz champagne brunch, we're going to have soft jazz background music. And so we're really excited about it. It's going to be, it's March 29th and 30th, Saturday and Sunday, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And citizens are welcome. There's so much going on that it's hard to say it in a short amount of time. But we invite you to go to egadinbloom.com, where you'll see all the events that are going to be going on those 2 days.
Okay, so it's free and open to the public?
Everything is free except for the jazz champagne brunch. And they can call O'Galley Florist and get tickets. They can call EGAD and get tickets. Or they can order them online.
And the brunch is going to have Link as a speaker?
Yes, I'm going to be a speaker and do tablescapes, table designs, and I'm going to do it in conjunction with Heather Everett, a local artist, and I am going to do some table designs reflective of some of her paintings, and she is going to do a painting reflective of one of my table designs. So it's going to be an interaction between the two of us. That'll be fun.
And it's going to be a catered event, so it should be...
Yeah, catered event by the FIT Food Service Division is doing the food, and it's a brunch, you know, shrimp and grits and sugar bacon and biscuits and gravy, all that good, you know, Southern comfort food, so it'll be great.
This is EGAD in Bloom. It happens on March
29th and 30th from 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon.
Free and open to the public and lots of cool things, so we invite you to come on out. I want to thank you both for coming in. And if you would like more information about the event, you can go to EGAD in Bloom. That's all one word, EGADinBloom.com.
Thanks
for coming
in. Thank you.
Great. Thanks.